It's probably fair to say you never know what you might find at a landfill. But in the case of one of Phoenix's, you'll find art and artists using recyclables to create that art. It's part of an artist-in-residence program at the city's 27th Avenue Transfer Station, and early next year, the art coming out of the pilot program will be on display. Rebecca Bloom-Rothman is the Public Art Project Manager in Phoenix's Office of Arts and Culture. And Rebecca, so you basically have two artists at a landfill.
Correct. We're partnered with the Public Works Department, so we really wanted to help them with Reimagine Phoenix in doing educational programming, and we designed an artist-in-residence program. So there are two artists, Ann Morton and Chris Lee, who are working with our office and working with the staff and the facility to collect materials and make artwork.
So they're basically taking trash, recyclables, and turning it into art.
Correct. Both Ann and Chris have a very different way of approaching it, but they're looking at what we throw away and carving out that material to make something new out of it.
Now, the idea of doing that, of taking basically other people's trash and turning it into art, is not a new concept necessarily. There are artists who do that all over the place. Is there something unique about this project that sort of separates it from what other folks are doing?
What makes this project, what makes this project really unique is that it's a much deeper look at the material itself. So, for example, Chris Lee is looking at children's play sets, the big plastic pieces, and looking at those pieces as almost architecturally modular objects that can be built into other forms and used in different ways. Then Ann Morton is looking at the social side. What a lot of people don't know is that when we put something in the blue bin and it goes to the facility, there are people there who sort our trash. There are people who drive these trucks. And so Ann started to look at what happens after the trash and after the recycling leaves our homes. She's looking at the whole system.
Do the artists have any particular mission or charge from the city to look at an aspect of recyclables and trash in this way, or to examine X about the city and what its residents use and throw away?
Yes, the Artists in Residence program was set up so that the artists had to go through a pretty lengthy research period with the Public Works Department and with the folks that work out at the facility to look not just at the materials and how what ends up in the landfill and what ends up in recycling, but also what happens to it after it gets to the facility. Does it get recycled? If it doesn't get recycled, why not? So the artists are digging deeper to help carry that educational message.
I would imagine in some cases they are literally digging deeper, right, into piles of stuff to find things, right?
In fact, they are, yes. They are wearing hard hats and closed-toed shoes and safety vests and you name it.
Not a typical art studio.
Not at all.
So what kinds of things have they come up with so far?
Well, so far, again, Chris Lee has really been looking at what we call the diversion area, which is where big things go, things like your old refrigerator, things like your tires. And what she's found is that a lot of those plastic little tykes style play sets, when they crack and your children can't play on them anymore, there's only one place they can go. But what she's found is that they're really beautifully colored and that they're interesting shapes that can be fit together to make other possible materials. Ann Morton has found that when you look at an aluminum can and you toss it, it's just an aluminum can. But when you really look at the color and the material itself, it's quite a beautiful and interesting object, and it can be cut down and used to be made other objects.
Is there a part of this project, or maybe a large part of this project, that ultimately aims to get Phoenicians to think differently about what they put in their recycling bins?
Yes. Public Works has a program called Reimagine Phoenix. The goal of Reimagine Phoenix is to divert our waste from the landfill by 40% in 2020. Currently, the city is diverting 20%, which is up from about 5 years ago. But in working with Public Works, we're looking at different ways we can manage trash, and art is just one of the many ways.
Rebecca Bloom-Rothman is Public Art Project Manager at the Phoenix Office of Arts and Culture. Rebecca, thanks.
Thank you, Mark.